This is an executive summary of 7 mistakes that blow up an oil and gas 1031 exchange, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Oil and gas 1031 exchanges fail for predictable reasons. The deadlines are unforgiving, the eligibility rules are subtle, and the mineral market is slow and opaque, a combination that punishes owners who improvise. The encouraging news is that nearly every failed mineral exchange traces back to one of a small number of avoidable mistakes, and each has a clear, practical cure. Knowing the 7 that most often blow up an exchange lets you build your process specifically to prevent them. This guide walks through each mistake, what it is, why it happens, what it costs, and exactly how to avoid it, so you can approach your exchange knowing where the landmines are buried. The through line is the same one that runs through all good exchange planning: prepare early, confirm eligibility, and assemble the right team before you sell. To do the exchange right from the start, work alongside our complete 2026 Guide to Mineral Rights and Royalty 1031 Exchanges. The first and most fundamental mistake is assuming that because you own mineral rights, your interest automatically qualifies for a 1031 exchange. It doesn't follow. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.